Listener Production. Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. We're still expecting some rainfall today across Bendigo as the cold front moves east across the state. A severe weather warning for heavy rainfall and damaging winds is no longer in place for Central Vic. Meantime, Malmesbury saw 68 mils fall since yesterday morning. The State Health Minister has hit back at claims from Mildura MP Jade Benham, saying the quality of service at Mildura Hospital has dropped under Labor's watch. Marianne Thomas says there are many things that show improvements within the hospital.
Our Labor government was very proud to bring Mildura Hospital back into public hands. At that time, we invested $30 million to bring that previously private hospital back to serve the needs of the people of Mildura.
While visiting the regions, the Health Minister also spruiked a couple of funding boosts, including a $4.5 million upgrade for Kyabram's Hospital and another $9.7 for Echuca's. Local fireys are being applauded for their fast efforts to douse a shed fire in White Hills yesterday, arvo. Authorities are unsure what started the blaze, which required two Fire Rescue Victoria crews to put it out. And the Mallee Accommodation and Support Program is thrilled that its Sunnyside Living Housing Complex is now completed and filled. CEO Charmaine Callis says it provides 13 one-bedroom units for long-term social housing.
So that's fantastic to see a nice little community being established down there with all of our residents.
Former Bendigo Spirit star Annalie Maley has impressed overseas with the Kangaroos coming home with a second 3-on-3 basketball Asia Cup crown, the side downing New Zealand 18-13. And Jared Waters has added another National Speedway crown to his collection, the Mildura product winning the SSA Modified Sedan title down in Tassie at the weekend.